Hello and welcome to a cultural podcast, a podcast about culture and art. I am your host, Delenda, and today I will be talking about three books that I recommend reading on your summer holidays. These will inspire and motivate you through the process of working towards your goals before going back to work. But before that, I want to talk about one major news that we had recently and which I believe completely aligns with today's podcast, which is the fact that Carla Souza, the actress who is mostly known for playing Laura Castillo in How to Get Away with Murder, has been featured in the list of the 100 most influential women in Mexico in the Mexican edition of Forbes. So I discovered Carla Souza thanks to How to Get Away with Murder, but I've been following her, watching lots of interviews, and she really appears as this really humble woman, and she knows where she comes from. I listened to her TED Talk that she gave a few months ago, and I thought it was so inspiring because she shared all of the hard journey that she had to go through to reach her goals and to be where she is today. So she is definitely a girl boss.
No tengo la fórmula secreta de cómo lograr tus sueños y metas en la vida. Yo sigo aprendiendo conforme avanzo. Con la ayuda de las historias de mi papá, me sigo atreviendo a enfrentar mis miedos. Le sigo agregando a mis 10,000 horas para lograr excelencia en mi oficio. Y me sigo atreviendo a usar los sufrimientos para que me continúen llevando como un clavo al corazón de Dios. Algunas ideas y descubrimientos personales que tenemos en la vida, de alguna forma, no pueden ser compartidas. No pueden ser explicadas. Solo pueden ser reveladas. Solo pueden ser vividas.
Now, onto the main topic of this week's podcast. I am going to talk about three books that I recommend reading this summer before going back to work. The first one that I want to talk about is Girl Boss by Sofia Amoruso, who is the founder, the CEO, and creative director of the fashion brand Nasty Gal. This autobiographical book tells everything about her struggles and how she went from making ends meet by selling vintage clothing on eBay to building a fashion empire on the internet. As a 33-year-old businesswoman, Sofia Amoruso has a net worth of approximately $300 million, and her story is so extraordinary that it has been subject to a Netflix series adaptation. So I watched the trailer, and based on it, I have not been tempted to watch it yet, because as a book lover and reader, I tend to remain attached, so attached to the author's words that I am reluctant to see an adaptation, which probably will omit some insight that only we can get in a book. So by sharing her story, Sofia Amoruso wants to encourage and empower women and show them that just because you do not have a degree or high financial means, but if you have faith in yourself and in your project, then you can reach your purpose and succeed in life.
Today we have close to 300 people here in downtown Los Angeles and the rest in Shepherdsville, Kentucky. Our customer is awesome. She's youthful, intelligent, she's educated, she's hardworking, she's ambitious, and she loves clothes. My proudest moment in Nasty Gal is building a team of awesome people and being able to hang out with them at work every day.
The second book that I want to mention is Oprah Winfrey's What I Know for Sure. So this book focuses more on personal development. It is an ensemble of autobiographical chronicles in which Oprah shares her life experiences from her debuts, her friendships, her loves, and the countless difficulties that she encountered in her career. She also mentions the hardest question that she has ever been asked, which is, what do you know for sure? So realizing that these questions cannot come with one single answer, she decided to write this book, dividing it into 8 parts: joy, resilience, connection, gratitude, possibility, admiration, clarity, and power. By relying upon those 8 pillars, Oprah encourages to love oneself, to establish a connection within your soul and with the people who surround you, to be grateful as much as you can, not to lose sight of your purpose, and to assimilate your fear and, most of all, to overcome them.
I always say that the only courage you ever need is the courage to fulfill the dreams of your own life. But if you don't have a dream today, start dreaming. Start believing that having a dream will lead you to the fulfillment of your dream if you're willing to let every step you take move you in that direction. It doesn't have to be formal. It doesn't have to be you're writing it down on paper. I now know that that helps if you can articulate it for yourself. And for everybody who's saying, I don't know if I even believe in myself, this is the truth. You deserve the best that life has to offer you. You deserve the best version of yourself. Why? Because you're here. Because you were born.
The third and final book that I want to talk about is Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. So Sheryl Sandberg is the number two at Facebook, and she decided to write Lean In to shed some light on the corporate inequalities between men and women, whether hierarchy-wise, paying-wise, everything is illustrated with numbers and studies. For instance, she highlights the fact that only 4% of women are CEOs among 500 companies in the US, which is crazy, or that just 17% of women are executives in France. So the purpose of this book is obviously to bring awareness to the reader and to make things evolve for the better, specifically for women who represent just a small number in the corporate world occupying a high position. And by sharing her experience, her own experience, Sheryl Sandberg wants to encourage women to aim for jobs with responsibilities, because she herself was a victim of condescendence at companies or even in her personal environment, where it was difficult to assimilate her role of mother and her high responsibility job. So that leads her obviously to give advice on how to juggle personal and professional life in order not to make mistakes that you might regret later.
I entered the workforce believing that my generation was going to have equal responsibility and equal opportunity. And it didn't work out that way. Women are getting more college degrees, more graduate degrees, entering the workforce at every level. But in industry after industry, women are at 18, 15, 20% of the top jobs. Women are held back by many things. We're held back by bias, by lack of flexibility, by lack of opportunity. We also hold ourselves back. We don't sit at the table. We don't raise our hands. We don't let our voices be loud enough. I remember my first day at Facebook, driving to this new job and this hard job and not being sure I could do it. I think about all the moments when I just didn't believe in myself. Every test, I was sure I was about to fail. Every job, I wasn't sure I could do. I was after watching so many women quietly lean back, after watching myself quietly lean back and miss opportunities, that I started to see the pattern and started to talk about it. This book's for women of all ages, young girls who are thinking about what their futures might be, people who might be out of the workforce thinking about coming back, or even someone who's a volunteer and wants to lean in and take on more leadership.
So these three books, I think, are really complementary, and you can totally just pick one depending on your personal expectations, whether you want to start your own business, or you wish to be promoted at work with more responsibilities, or you're simply looking for peace with yourself. I think those three books are so inspiring, and they will definitely make you more motivated and make you work towards your goal with more drive. Now, on to my recommendation of the week. So this week's recommendation is going to be a series that I discovered recently that I started watching. So this is A Master of None, which is a Netflix original series which was created, written, and produced by Aziz Ansari. So it follows the story of Dev, an actor living in New York City, and pretty much takes us into his daily adventures dealing with ignorance, racism, and relationships. So I will be doing a podcast on my recommendations for series to binge watch, and this series will definitely be a part of this list so that I can dive into it further, because I started watching Master of None recently, so I'm not done watching the first series yet, and season two has already been released, so That's a lot to watch. So I will be definitely be talking about it in my next podcast of my recommendations of series to binge watch this summer or in any time of the year, actually.
We need you to do an accent.
You mean like an Indian accent?
You know, Ben Kingsley did an accent in Gandhi and he won the Oscar for it, so.
But he didn't win the Oscar just for doing the accent. I mean, it wasn't an Oscar for best Indian accent.
You see The Social Network? The Indian guy is a white guy.
No, I read that he's 1/16th Indian.
Who cares? If you go back far enough, we're all 1/16th something. I'm probably 1/16th black. You think they're gonna let me play Blade?
Whoever you're dating now at this age, it could be who you end up with. It's a big decision, it's hard.
Now, how many women did you meet before you decided on mom?
Two.
Two, that's it? What was wrong with the first lady?
It's a little bit too tall. As soon as he stood up, I was like, oh no. We have to learn to make decisions, man.
You want kids?
Part of me is like, yeah, it could be an amazing experience.
Black lady, Chinese man.
Hey, don't yell out people's ethnicities.
There are a million things that guys have no clue about that are so annoying.
Like what?
So you remember when we went to brunch and we both Instagrammed a picture of that frittata?
Ooh, that frittata was fluffy as hell.
What are your comments?
Yumtown, population div.
Check mine out.
I want to fuck your face.
When you close your eyes, do you see Dev and Rachel in a cozy house with little Devs running around?
I just see black.
This is Dev. We're seeing each other.
You seem very nice.
I'll admit, I was a little worried. Some of my friends have racist grandmas.
Oh, I see. You assumed I was a racist just because I'm old.
Well, now the tables have turned. I'm sorry.
So that's about it for this podcast. It was a pretty quick one. I still hope you enjoyed it. So if you have read any of these three books, whether it be Lean In or Girl Boss or What I Know for Sure, please share it with me. And if you have not, then please tell me which one would inspire you the most, whether you want to start your own business, whether you want to be promoted at work, or you just are looking for peace within yourself. Please share your opinions with me. And as usual, don't forget to subscribe to my iTunes channel and leave a comment as well as rating it, preferably with at least 4 stars. My podcasts are published every 2 weeks, so in the meantime, I will be back next time with a new podcast. Take care and bye-bye.